Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? In the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Spirit of the living God, I need you to fall fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, we serve the true and living God, and I know that the Holy Spirit reigns and the Holy Spirit moves, and I need a fresh anointing of the Spirit each and every day. Good evening, good evening, and good evening. Thank you so very much for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast. I'm Pastor Sherelle Pennington, and I'm live here in Atlanta, Georgia, hosting the Light of Portland broadcast. And I pray that you are excited tonight to hear the Word of God. I hope that you are excited tonight about what the Spirit of the living God has prepared just for you. I want to just give glory and honor to God where honor is due, and so to the Butterfield, Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who have opened us up for this platform to minister the Word of God both near and far, in Portland and all over the U.S. We just want to give the Butterfields the love for making sure that Portland has an opportunity to give some worship to the Lord via a live broadcast. And to Hallelujah. I'm sorry, the call disconnected. We just want to make sure that we just give God glory, honor, and praise for all of those that support Light of Portland broadcast. And we want to make sure that we give God his glory, his honor, and his praise. And so tonight I want to bring our very own Pastor Kimberly Black live on the air tonight to bring us our announcements for this evening. Pastor Black, you're live on the air.
Good evening. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. We give glory and honor to God tonight for just being our Savior and our protector, our keeper. I'm asking that you all would pray for us here in Portland. We've been getting alerts since 7 o'clock of a tornado. So we're on a tornado watch this evening. So just be keeping us in prayer. We know that God is our protector and everything is going to be all right. Amen. By way of announcements, I'm just so excited to share this information. The St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church will be having their annual women's conference starting Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd. Friday night service will begin at 7 o'clock p.m. Saturday morning workshop will begin at 10 a.m. with a lunch ending at 2. And then Sunday morning, there's two services, one at 10:45 and the other at 3 o'clock p.m. St. Paul is located at 8101 North 5th Street here in the City of Roses in Portland, Oregon. We are just so excited about what God is doing here in our city. The speaker for this event will be Pastor Regina Zachary from Sacramento, California, and myself. will be the speakers for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And so if you're in the area, I want to encourage you, ladies, come out, because we are talking about women being under construction. And we know that except the Lord build a house, the laborer that labors, he labors in vain. And so that's what I've been hearing in my spirit about my house. And so I want my house to be built by the Lord. And so we want to encourage you. That's September 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Pastor Craig L. Brown is the pastor for the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. That's 8101 North 5th Street. And then the next event that we have coming up is Sunday, September 29th. The Union District Baptist Association District Ushers will be having their annual day. That will be at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church at 3725 North Gantenvine Avenue. That program will begin at 3 o'clock p.m., and I will be the guest speaker for that event. Amen. And then for those of us that are in the Roseburg, Oregon area, and those of us that want to travel to Roseburg, amen, praise the Lord, Returning to God Conference with Pastor Janet Goodwin will be in Roseburg, Oregon, September 27th and the 28th. And our own Pastor Sherelle Pennington will be here all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, to serve as their guest speaker. And for those of us that traveled to Roseburg, Oregon last year, we had a hallelujah good time worshiping with Pastor Janet and the congregation there in Roseburg. And so we want to encourage you to come along and go with us. And for more information, you can always email me at gssmbc@yahoo.com. I will be able to share more dates and more information with you then regarding those dates. And Pastor, those are all the dates that we have for the month of September. We are looking forward to celebrating the 25th Pastoral Appreciation for Dr. T. Allen Bethel, but that's going to be in October. So you will be hearing more information about that coming up real soon. And those are all of our announcements.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Black. I also want to plug in for those of you that are in the Atlanta area. I know there are quite a few of you that tune in with us every Sunday evening. Bishop Francis Mills, who is part of our Covenant Fellowship with the Light of the World, she will be having her 15th pastoral anniversary. I'm sorry, her 14th pastoral anniversary celebration on September the 15th. Her 10 a.m. service will be located at her church at 2999 Flat Shows Road in Decatur, Georgia, at 10 a.m. And then the 3 p.m. service will be at Mount Nemo Baptist Church with Pastor Timothy Stark. And so I want to invite you all out, the whole congregation of the Covenant Fellowship Ministry of the Light has been invited. And if you are in the Atlanta area, you don't want to miss this hallelujah good time in the Lord. And so we want to just prepare our hearts and mind to just fellowship one to another, because we all know that we are just one church. God is coming back for one body, and we need to learn how to fellowship together, worship together, and be the sisters and brothers in Christ that called us to be. And so we want to make sure we're supporting others in the ministry that have their hands to the plow, because ministry is not easy, and it is not just something you wake up and decide you want to do. It is a burden. It is a call upon the Lord to work and operate in the ministry. So we want to support our brothers and sisters in the ministry. And so tonight, saints of God, I am excited about the broadcast and the word of God that is going to go forth tonight. I met an awesome woman of the cloth on last week, and I fellowshipped with her this morning in worship. And I'm telling you, when God brings people together, God does it, and he does it so mightily. And this woman of God is just truly awesome, and I just love her dearly, even though the connection was just established. But that is the way our God operates. We become kindred spirits in the Lord instantaneously when God seals a relationship. And Pastor Lynn McKee is a successful businesswoman and owner. She is the pastor of God is Good Christian Ministries, as well as the owner of God is Good Christian Bookstore and Variety Store. She is walking and living the testimony and the miracle working power of God as a stomach cancer survivor after receiving a stage 4 diagnosis. God is good. Pastor McKee is a mighty, mighty prophetess and founder of God is Good Prophetic Ministries that is located in Carrollton, Georgia. Her call is an apostolic and prophetic anointing. Her desire is to authorize church around the globe by pioneering and empowering God's people with the word of God through the divine revelation that causes souls to prosper. Her teaching and preaching the uncompromised word of God allows the captive to be set free. And her ability to walk in her prophetic anointing is just phenomenal, and God uses her in a great and mighty way. And she is truly a blessing to the body of Christ. And so tonight, let us pray and ask the Lord to just bless the woman of God and the word of God that will go forth tonight. Gracious and heavenly Father, we give you all glory, honor, and praise. We acknowledge you as our Lord and Savior. We lift you up and magnify you. Lord, we call you King, Master, and Savior, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that there is none like you, none before you, none after you, Lord God. And we know, oh God, that we are sinners saved only by your grace. We are grateful for the blood of Jesus, oh God, that you allowed to be sacrificed that we might be restored back to you. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that the lost would begin to call upon your name, oh God. We pray that you would break every hindrance and chain, oh God, that is in Portland, Oregon, that the captive may be set free, oh God, and the word of God would go forth to a city, oh God, that does not declare you as their Lord. Father, we come to you now, right now, in the name of Christ Jesus, asking that you would give us the word, pressed down, shaking together, and running over, oh God. We pray for a mighty move of God tonight. Lord God, we pray for everyone, Lord God, that may not know you, Lord God, but is here listening tonight, oh God. We pray that they would begin to listen, oh God, and say, what must I do to be saved, oh God? We just pray right now for the woman of God, oh God. She is mighty, oh God, in you, Lord God. She doesn't take it haphazardly, Lord God, that she is called of you. So we pray that you would bless her, oh God. Allow her to speak what thus saith the Lord and feel free, oh God, to move according to the Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in the house tonight. Holy Spirit, move and have your way. Holy Spirit, it is you that lead and guide us, oh God. Open our ears that we might hear. Open our eyes that we might see. Change our feet that we might run for you, oh God. Release our hands that we might worship you in freedom, Lord God, in spirit and in truth. Oh God, we just bless and praise you, Lord God. And we ask, oh God, in the name of Christ Jesus, oh God, that our hearts and minds would be set, Lord God, to hear what you have to say, that this would be good ground crown, oh God, for you to bless us with tonight. Lord God, we give you all glory, oh God. We give you all honor, Heavenly Father, and we give you all praise. In your matchless name, we pray to you tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, and amen. Pastor McKee, I have you live on the air.
Praise the Lord. I just want to thank God for you, Pastor Pennington. And I want to thank God for everybody on the broadcast tonight. And I want to talk from the topic tonight, a living sacrifice. And I'll be coming from Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. And beginning at verse 1, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So we see here that Paul is asking us to make a sacrifice, and he say, I beseech you, brethren, or I urge you, or I encourage you, brethren, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. And how many of us know that a sacrifice means that it costs something? A sacrifice is giving up something. A sacrifice means to give up something or to take away something. A sacrifice might mean that, I want to give an example, like you maybe have to pay a bill, but you got a child that's sick. So you got a choice to make. So you have to sacrifice that the lights might get cut off. But you got to see that your child is taken care of. So a sacrifice is not easy all the time. A sacrifice means to give up something sometimes. So Paul says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. And that's what's wrong with the world today, is that nobody wants to give up anything. They're scared to give up nightclubbing. They're scared to give up this. They're scared to give up that. Nobody wants to give up anything. But everybody is talking about they on their way to heaven. Hallelujah. Everybody talking, they on their way to heaven and going to sit down with Paul. They're going to sit down with Peter. And, you know, we're going to have a good time. But I'm here to tell these people, you ain't going nowhere with no Paul and Peter until we get our lives together, until we get ourselves lined up with what God's word says. Amen. And I've seen people singing and shouting and talking about they, you know, holding offices and in positions, but they ain't living a life. And they think because they are deacon or a minister that they gonna make it. But that's not the case. Hallelujah. You can have any kind of title, but if you ain't lined up with what God's word said, when God come back, God ain't gonna say because you a deacon or a trustee or a minister, or cause you know you can to the person that's preaching. That ain't got nothing to do with what God's word say. Because what God's word say when he come back is, did you do what my word says? God said, if you love me, then you will keep my commandments. You know, he ain't talking about some of them, but he says, if you love me, keep all of my commandments that I give to you. And so that's what's wrong with the society and people today. They don't want to keep God's commandments. They want to pick out the ones that they want to have, and the ones that they don't, they just push them to the side. And it's just like children. They want to eat all the sweets, but they don't want none of the spinach and the things that's good for them. So we are living in a world where nobody wants to sacrifice anything. Nobody wants to give up time. Nobody's willing to sacrifice anything. But we always want the Lord to give us this and to make a way for this or that. And the only time we even cry out to him is when we're going through situations and circumstances. Then we cry, you know, oh, Lord, we want to cry out to God. And then when we get back straight for a while, we just keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You know, what's wrong with the society today is people don't want to sacrifice, thinking that they're on their way to heaven. And they fooling themselves because, see, the devil wants people to think that just as long as you are right, you know, you are right. As long as the preacher tell you or somebody else you are right, they want you to think you are right. But you ain't all right. You need to know you are right with what God say and what the word say. Some people thinking they are right and thinking they're on their way to heaven. But it's going to be a sad awakening. You know, it's going to be a sad, very sad. And they going to say, Lord, you know, did we not do this? Lord, did we not lay hands on the sick? Lord, did we not, you know, witness? Lord, did we not cast out demons? And he going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I knew you not. In other words, I don't even know you. I never knew you. In other words, it wasn't a saved person he was talking about. He said, I never knew you. Some people were doing things in their own self, and it was not of God. Hallelujah. They were doing things in their own self. But he said, I beseech you, brethren, that you present your body a living sacrifice. And we got a lot of dead folks that's walking around in the spirit, and you know, he says, a living sacrifice. Something that is living, it gives life. It gives flavor to a place. The Bible talks about when the salt has lost its flavor, it's no good for nothing but to be thrown away. So God wants us to be a living sacrifice. And the reason he says living, because in the Old Testament, back then they kept sinning and they kept doing so many bad and wrong things. They would kill animals, innocent, that had never done anything. They would take those animals and they would kill the animals and lay them on the altar and burn them and send them up to God as a sacrifice. And that sacrifice, it covered their sins for that period of time. So when they sinned again, they had to get some more animals, and they had to put them up there again, and they had to keep on sacrificing, you know, all this time. But when Jesus came, amen, there was no need for no more sacrifices because he was the sacrifice. And now that we receive Jesus in our lives, we should be no longer a dead sacrifice. We should be a living sacrifice. And that means we sacrifice our time with God. We sacrifice, you know, our energy. We sacrifice everything we have to God because we're living sacrifice and we're no longer dead. We're a living sacrifice. We're no longer doing the things we used to do, but we are a living sacrifice, which means that I'm a sacrifice to God. And if God say don't eat today, then I got to fast because I'm sacrificing myself to God. And if he say, well, Pastor, I want you to pray. I want you to pray for this many hours. Then I got to pray because I'm a living sacrifice. I'm no longer myself, but I belong to God. And I no longer do what I want to do and used to do. And the Bible says we're no longer ourselves. We are bought with a price. And that price was when Jesus, amen, died on the cross. You know, we were bought, amen, then with a price. Hallelujah. And now we're no longer ourselves. Now that we're born again and we have the Lord in our lives. And now we should be a living sacrifice. Everything we do ought to be somewhat of a sacrifice that gives God glory, and people can say a sacrifice unto God. You know, sacrifice time, spend time with God. Many people go to church and they think they're doing God a favor. Well, I went to church. Or they go to church a day or two or a week or two and they think they're doing God a favor. And then they'll stay out for a while. And then they think they're doing God a favor. But they ain't doing God no favor. They doing themselves a favor. People think good deeds will get you into heaven. But let me tell you something. Good deeds won't get nobody into heaven. What good deeds will do when you get to heaven, good deeds will maybe make you have a blessed when you get there. It may put a little diamond on your crown. Amen. Hallelujah. And it may add some gold to it. Amen. Hallelujah. But good deeds won't get you there. Living right won't get you there. But when you get there, your word going to be because of how you've done people and how you treated people. So, you know, people think now because they do good, that means that they think they're going to make it in. There was a songwriter that had a song that says, I make it all right as long as my Jesus keep me. So people think they're going to make it in, but God wants us to be a living sacrifice. And what I mean by living sacrifice is when we go into, for instance, into the grocery store or we go somewhere, people ought to know we saved. It ought to be Jesus this, Jesus that. They ought to know we saved. We're no longer dead. We ought not to be walking around like we scared to mention the name of Jesus, scared to tell folks you're going to hell if you don't quit your line and if you don't quit your ways, a living sacrifice. So God wants us to be a living sacrifice. He's tired of all these old dead sacrifices. You know, dead sacrifice. We can lift him up. you know, when everything is going all right. But what about when things, you know, are going bad? You know, God ain't that type of God that you can just run to when things get bad. And when things are well, you know, you don't go to him. But God is a God that you ought to go to him when things are bad and when things are good. You know, I thank the Lord right now. You know, we ought to say, Lord, I thank you for the peace that you give. I thank you that things are well right now. I thank you because I know things are going to be all right. Lord, I thank you right now because I got a peace of mind. Lord, I thank you. So in time when everything is going right, you ought to praise him. You ought to keep lifting him up. Keep saying, Lord, I thank you right now. Everything is going well, and I'm going to magnify you now because I know that when things get bad, I don't want to be no hypocrite. So when things get to going bad, you can say, well, when things were going good, she magnified me. And now that things are bad, she magnified me. I got to go see about her. You know, she's for real. I got to go see about her. But, you know, most people, they don't magnify God. The only time they magnify God is when things are well for them. Or either some don't magnify them until it get bad for them. And then they got to go to church because things are bad. But look like they would know, you know, by now, and they would know now by wisdom that if things get bad, why not just stay with him all the time instead of running to him every once in a while? Present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, God is asking us to give ourselves unto him. He says reasonable. So that means it ain't unreasonable. He's not asking us to do something that we shouldn't do. He's not asking us to do something that is crazy or to do something that is stupid. He's asking us to do something that is reasonable. It's something that you require. Give you an example. You require your children to do what you say. That's not unreasonable. That's reasonable to say, do what I say do. It's not unreasonable. So God is saying my reasonable service. Before we can be a living sacrifice unto God, the first thing we got to do is we got to be holy. Holiness is not a denomination. Holiness ain't Pentecostal. Holiness ain't Baptist. Holiness ain't Methodist. Holiness is a way of living and a way of life. Thank you, Jesus. I don't care what denomination you are up under and what you are, you still got to be holy. Because the Bible said, be ye holy because I am holy. So we can't get around that. You know, we got to be holy. It doesn't matter what denomination. If you're a Baptist, be a holy Baptist. If you're going to be a Methodist, be a holy Methodist. Whatever you do, you got to be holy. Hallelujah. So it says we ought to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. When you get holy, let me tell you something. He can accept you then when you get holy. Hallelujah. Because, see, you become acceptable unto God. And don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that you're not acceptable unto God. But if you're out in the world, what I'm saying, if you really want to be used by God, if you really want to be an instrument of God, when you become holy and you become an instrument of God, you become his music blowing through the horn. God said, present your bodies unto me a living sacrifice, a holy sacrifice unto God. God said he ain't asking you to do nothing that I wouldn't do for myself. And we know God has done that because when he died on Mount Calvary, God said, I presented my body. I'm going to let them nail me. I'm going to let them pierce me in the side. I'm going to let them nail me in my hands. You know, I done let them beat me beyond recognition. I done let them took some thorns and put them down on my head. And you said, I died for you that you might have life and that you may have eternal life and that you may have life more abundantly. And, you know, and here we are. People can't stop drinking for 5 minutes and just tell the Lord thank you. Every time you see them, they got something in their hands and always doing mischief, running around doing stuff. You know, they ain't got no business talking about they on their way to heaven. But I'm here to tell you that God died for us. And God done showed us, amen, that I can give you myself. All God is saying I'm asking you in return is that you give yourself unto me. And when you begin to present yourself unto God, It doesn't matter hell or high water when you begin to present yourself unto God. And that's why God can take an old nobody that somebody said, that just a nobody trying, amen, to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. You present your body to God. You might have been an alcoholic. You might have been a drug addict, but it don't make no difference. You might even been a prostitute or even a homosexual, but when you present your body to God, God begin to get in that old body, and God begin to change the way of thinking and the way of walking. And you might have had a little feminine about you. You might have had, you know, a little, your hand might have been going a little awkward way, but when God begin to get in those hands, when God begin to get in that mind and that heart, you begin, amen, to walk a different walk. You begin to talk a different talk. And when God begin to get in you, you will stop drinking. But when you get drunk, you'll get drunk on the Holy Ghost wine. And God is saying, with this stuff that I give you, you can drive with it. You ain't got to go worry about getting caught with this wine that I give you. You can drive drunk. You can go in the police house, the police precinct, drunk with this stuff. And when you get the Holy Ghost in you, and what I got, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. But when you get God on the inside of you, amen, you become a living sacrifice. You might have been a whoremonger, but let me tell you what God will do. You will stop your horse ways, and you will be jumping from one man to another man and another individual person, and you will be telling them about Jesus. When God get in you, you might have been shooting up cocaine, but when God get in you, you'll be shooting up, but you'll be shooting up the word of God. And what I like about God is God can take somebody who said that people might have said would be nothing and said they wouldn't amount to nothing, but God can take an old nobody. And let me tell you something. God specializes in taking something that they said that ain't no good. God specializes in taking something like a person or individual and picking them up and making it into something. And he said, just as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are we in his hands. So let me tell you something. No matter what none of us deal with, God can take you. God can mold you. God can shape you. First, you got to give yourself over to him. You got to come to the altar and say, God, here I am. God, I'm going through this situation. God, I'm a drunkard. You know all about me. But I go to church every Sunday. But I'm going to let you work on me, Lord. I'm going to let you fix me, Lord. I ain't going to tell you, God. And I ain't going to tell you that I won't come in smelling like booze. But when I get here, Lord, I know if I keep coming, you're going to work on me. I might come smelling like reefer. But if I keep coming, I know you're going to work on me, because you said whosoever will, let him come. And Lord, I'm coming on. I may not have the nicest dress, but Lord, I'm coming on. I might have used to be in a prostitute, but if y'all don't mind, just cover my legs up. I'm coming on anyhow, because I want to present my body. Yeah, and I know that if I can bring it to Jesus, Lord, if you don't mind, work on me, Jesus. God, I'm not everything that I want to be, but I'm not what I used to be. Work on me, Lord. You begin to tell God to work on you. God, here I am. I ain't got to tell you all about my past. You know all about it. But God, here I am. If you don't mind, work on me. Change my mind. And if you don't mind, renew me. Renew a right spirit in me. If you don't mind, fix me, Jesus. Because, Lord, I know if you fix me, everything will be all right. Work on me, Jesus. God knows how to work on you. We got to present our bodies. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove that what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Before you can really know what God's will is,
thoughts. In other words, you got to have your mind changed. Folks kill me that walk around talking about I know God, walking around doing some of everything, talking about I know his will, but their mind is all mixed up. The Bible says in order for you to know God's will, your mind got to be renewed. You got to get his word down in you. And when you get his word down in you, and when you really get it down in you, you won't act the way you used to act no more. You won't look at people the way you used to look at them no more. It says, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, I don't want you to start acting like the world. Don't be like the world. Don't be changing what the world is doing. We got so many churches now. Every time a star comes out that the world gets, the church ends up getting it. But the word says, be transformed. I want to change you from the way the world acts. You need to get your mind renewed. And when you get your mind renewed, you need new word, which is God's data. And I don't know about people today, but I made up in my mind that I'm going to present my body a living sacrifice unto God. And God, if you don't mind working on me, sometimes you got to say, God, work on me. God, fix on me. God, if it's anything that's not like you, remove it away. But I made up in my mind that I'm not going to be no jackleg preacher. I'm going to preach the truth. And I know that the truth, it'll make you free. I'm going to preach the word in season and out of season. I'm going to give glory to your name. I used to wonder why God called me so young. But now I know God said I need somebody who don't mind telling the truth. I need somebody to preach my word. Somebody that will believe me when the bills is past due and overdue and won't do. Don't hold back. Tell my people what they need to know, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of life, the life is eternal life. Tell them to get their house in order. Tell them I'm coming back for a church with no spots, no blemishes or wrinkles. Tell them I'm coming, preach the truth. Tell them, I don't care if they get mad, but let them know that I love them. But tell them to get it together. Check themselves. Get it together. Because I'm coming back after a while. I can't sugarcoat it. I got to tell the truth. People are suffering. People need a word. And they need to hear the truth. You might get mad and stay away from the church 3 Sundays. But that's all right. Because when you come back in the long run, it's going to pay off after a while. I'd rather hear the truth than to hear a lie and to go to hell, so I can have a choice. Don't have me thinking I'm going to heaven when I'm on my way to hell. I love the Lord, and I love the Lord tonight. Lord, you are worthy, and I praise you tonight, Lord. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you right now. I lift you up tonight. I give you praise. And I would just like to say that the Lord is saying that people need to get their lives together, that hell is a place of torment, so much pain. Hell is real. I just thank you tonight, Lord. I give you all the praise and give you all the glory tonight. I thank you, Lord. And Father, I just praise you tonight, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. And Father God, I just turn the broadcast back over to Pastor Pennington at this time.
Amen. What a mighty word of God. We need to make sure that we are living sacrifices. Hallelujah. We need to make sure that we are sacrificing our time, our bodies, our flesh, everything about us. We need to sacrifice unto the Lord and know that It is what God desires of us. Thank you so much, Pastor McKee, for the word of God tonight. It's truly been a blessing. And we have a few minutes. And so if there's somebody on the line that would like to have a comment or ask for special prayer, you can press 1 on your phone and I can bring you live on the air tonight. We want to let Pastor McKee, because this is her first time with us on the broadcast, let her know that you enjoyed the word of God tonight. Let her know that Portland is tuned in and listening tonight to the word of God. So we want you to press 1 on your phone and we can bring you live on the air tonight just to give her some words of encouragement. Amen. Because I know that we have to be the sacrifice. You know, a lot of our families won't get right because we don't get right. We got to be that living sacrifice. So I'm going to bring you live on the air. Your last 4 numbers of your number is 0063. You are live on the air.
Yes, my name is Rachel Sellers. Good evening.
Good evening.
I just like to say I'm asking my pastor, McKee, she's my pastor from Carrollton, Georgia, to pray for my friend, Timothy Wheat, from Carrollton, Georgia. He's in need of prayer. So I'm just asking for a prayer request for him, and I'm asking for prayer also for my family, and especially my mother, Viola Grant, from Carrollton, Georgia.
Amen. Amen. We will make sure that she does a prayer for all of those in need of prayer. And thank you so much for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast. Your last 4 numbers of your phone number, next caller, is 2777. You are live on the air.
Good evening. How you all doing today?
Good evening.
It's Mother
Love.
Love.
How are you? Amen.
I'm fine. Amen. I really enjoyed the service what I have got, and the word was going forth, and I really appreciate it. And my godson is in consternation. And he need prayer. His name is Carlo White. And he got to go to court. And I'm asking prayer for him.
Amen. So we will add him on to that prayer list and make sure that we lift up all those that are incarcerated tonight in prayer. We still have a few more minutes, and we thank you for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast. If you would like to ask for special prayer or a comment, press 1 on your phone, and I can bring you live on the air. We need to know that God is a God of second, third, fourth, fifth, and 100 other chances, and that when we sacrifice ourselves, that he sacrificed before we could ever think to sacrifice. And so we want Pastor McKee to know that we are tuned in tonight to the broadcast and that we are supporting the word of God, and we will live the word of God, not just listen. You know, it says, be ye doers of the word and not just hearers of the word. And so you are now subject to the word of God that has gone forth tonight. That means that what you heard, you now are responsible for. And God, when you get to the throne, the great white throne judgment, see, God is going to hold you accountable for being that living sacrifice. And so you don't want to take it lightly and what God says about living a life that is true and living a life that is being sold out unto the Lord. We have another caller. Last 4 digits of your number is 9187. You're live on the air.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
First give honor to God, and I had to get it together. I just want to thank God for Pastor McKee's message tonight. I was truly touched and truly blessed by her message, and I thank God and I thank her for allowing God to use her. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank you so much for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast, and we're going to have Pastor McKee to pray for all of those in need of prayer. We have another caller. The last four digits is 1677. You're live on the air.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
This is Prophetess Dudley. I just wanted to get on and encourage Pastor McKee. I had an awesome experience when we came out today to witness her in full effect. And I just want to encourage you, woman of God, to continue to speak boldly for the kingdom of God. You're such a blessing, very refreshing. The word uncut. I just want to applaud you. The message was very, very refreshing. We need to get it right, and it needs to be more of us speaking boldly for the kingdom of God. Yes.
Amen. Amen. I agree, Prophetess Dudley, with that. We need to declare the word of God with boldness. And Pastor McKee does not give anybody any shortcuts. It is straight the word of God, and you need to live it, and that's all there is to it. And we appreciate the truth in God, because that's the only way we're going to be able to have the opportunity to live according to God's word. And so, Pastor McKee, I want you to go ahead and pray for those that have been asked for prayer, and just lift up the body of Christ. And we have an election coming up that we as the body of Christ need to be praying for. The Bible tells us that we are to pray for Israel, and we need to pray for the next move of God that's coming. And as we are in the last month of on the Hebraic calendar, it is the time for us to examine ourselves and see what it is in us that is not like God, and ask for cleansing and ask to be made whole and righteous through the blood of Jesus. And so we want you to go ahead and lift those up, the sick, the shut in, and all those that are incarcerated, and those that are just in need of a touch from the Lord. Pastor McKee, could you pray for the body of Christ? Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Gracious Father, we just come to say thank you tonight. Father God, we just give you all the praise. We give you all the glory tonight. And Father God, we just asking you right now in the name of Jesus. I heard the lady came on the phone, and she was asking for prayer for her son, for Carlos. I believe she said Carlos White. And Father God, we just lifting up Brother Carlos right now in the name of Jesus, wherever he may be. And Father God, I just ask you to plead his case, God. And Father God, I thank you right now, God, because we know that you are a just judge. And Father God, we know that you are a lawyer in the courtroom. And Father God, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, just to plead his case, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Father God, just be with him, Lord. And Father God, I just ask you, Lord God, to just put a shield around him, Lord, to put a protection around him, Lord. And Lord, any others out there that may be incarcerated, or any others that may be facing court situations, Lord. And Father God, I'm lifting up Brother Tim Wheat tonight, Lord. Father, I lift him up in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I ask you to bless him, Lord. Father, I don't know what he's in need of, Lord, but Father God, you know, Lord. Because Father God, you are God that sits up high, Lord. And Lord, and look down, Lord. And Father, I just ask you to touch him, Lord. And Father God, whatever medical conditions, because I see where he's going through some type of medical condition, Lord. But Father God, I speak right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that by your stripes, that Brother Tim is healed, Lord. And Father, I speak it that he'll get a good report, Lord, when he goes back to the doctor, Lord. And Father, I lift up
Sister Viola Grant tonight, Lord. Father, I ask you to touch her, Lord. And Father God, bless her, Lord. Father God, enlarge her territory, Lord, and expand her borders, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Father God, I don't know what she's in need of, Lord, but Father, I thank you tonight, Lord, because you are her provider, Lord. And Father, I ask you, Lord God, to just bless each and every one, Lord. Lord, that tuned in tonight, that came in on the air, Lord. Father God, I ask you to just bless them, Lord. Lord, bless their families, Lord. Father God, I lift them up to you in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Father God, I ask you to send your ministering angels, Lord. Lord, let them encamp all around them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let goodness and mercy, Lord, follow them all the days of their life, Lord. And Father God, I ask you right now, Lord. Father God, don't forget about their family members, Lord. Lord, those that are not saved, we crying out tonight, Lord. And Father God, we believe in you, Lord. Lord God, to save them, Lord. And Father God, we just plead in the blood of Jesus tonight, Lord. And Father, I'm just asking you, Lord God, to just touch our president, Lord. Father God, we lift him up tonight, Lord. And Father God, we just asking you to just touch our nation, Lord. And Father God, I ask you, Lord God, to just keep everyone safe, Lord. Lord, I even heard of Pastor Black, I believe it was, that said that they had a tornado watcher there, Lord. But Father God, I ask you to just keep the people safe there, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, just touch all the sick and shut in tonight, Lord. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord. Father, we give you glory. We give you praise, Lord. Father, we ask you all these things in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Well, I thank you so very much for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast. I'm Pastor Sherelle, and we have Pastor McKee, and of course, our very own Pastor Kimberly Black with us this evening. And we just want to thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we pray that you would tell a neighbor, a friend, somebody that may not be able to enter the full walls of the church about the Light of Portland broadcast. And I found out that the people in the prison system even have their own phones in prison. Give them the number to the Light of Portland broadcast and allow them to tune in and receive the word of God even while they're yet incarcerated. And until next Sunday evening, we pray that the Lord would bless you. We pray that the Lord would keep you. We pray that the Lord would make his face to shine upon you, lifting his countenance unto you and giving you both peace and prosperity, both now and forevermore. Thank you again for tuning in, and good night.